I'm Mike Roberts of Free CNN. Today is Saturday, June the 25th. Well, immediately after the U.S. Supreme Court voted to overturn the 1973 Roe versus Wade decision on Friday, Missouri Governor Mike Parson signed a proclamation activating the Right to Life of an Unborn Child Act, ending elective abortions in the state. The ban does not offer exceptions in cases of rape or incest. The only exception in the abortion ban is if a mother's life is in danger. In a news release, Missouri Republican Party Chairman Nick Myers said, "The Supreme Court's decision is a great victory in the ongoing Republican efforts for the protection of the innocent human life." The Missouri Democrat Party released a statement that reads, in part, "Today will be a day branded into the memories of millions of Missourians as a day we lost not only our right to privacy, but our bodily autonomy." Friday, Arkansas Republican Attorney General Leslie Rutledge signed the certification of the 2019 bill called the Arkansas Human Life Protection Act. The legislation included a provision which would activate the law whenever the Roe versus Wade opinion was overturned. The court issued its official ruling on Friday. In the Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization, the lawsuit challenged the Mississippi abortion ban after 15 years. The court upheld the ban in a 6-3 ruling. Five of the justices said that both the 1973 Roe ruling and the 1992 Planned Parenthood versus Casey ruling, which reaffirmed Roe, were egregiously wrong and needed to be overturned. A West Plains man was injured and a man from Washington killed in an accident in Poinsett County, Arkansas, Friday morning. The Arkansas State Police report that 54-year-old Daniel Nye of West Plains was a passenger in a pickup driven by 31-year-old Jordan Hunter of Rainier, Washington. Hunter crossed the center line and drove off the road, overturning the pickup several times. Hunter was killed. Nye was seriously injured. Nye was taken to Regional 1 Health in Memphis. The accident happened on State Highway 1 just before 9 o'clock Friday morning. A man from Kabul was injured in a scooter accident Friday afternoon in Wright County. The Highway Patrol says 48-year-old Jesse Carroll suffered moderate injuries when he failed to yield to a vehicle and hit the vehicle in the side with a scooter he was driving. Carroll was flown to Cox South in Springfield. The accident happened on Highway N about a mile west of Mountain Grove. Two people were injured in an accident south of Donovan last night. The Highway Patrol says 19-year-old Levi Arnold of Success, Arkansas, and 21-year-old James Cazart of Corning, Arkansas, both suffered moderate injuries when Cazart drove off the road and hit a tree. Both of the injured individuals were taken to Poplar Bluff Regional Medical Center. The accident happened on Highway E about 15 miles south of Donovan. A 14-year-old girl reported missing Thursday in Ozark County has been found safe. Haley Strain was reported missing around 10 o'clock Thursday night. No further details have been released at this time, but again, she was found safe. A Cherokee Village man has been arrested on a felony charge. 44-year-old Heath Leonard was arrested. Bond was set at $10,000. According to reports, Leonard was given two checks totaling $30,500 in January to build a shop building in Glencoe. The man who hired Leonard later told him that he was going to use a different contractor and asked for the money back. Leonard has not yet returned the money. Leonard is charged with theft by deception. Captain Bruce Fisk, commanding officer with Troop G of the Missouri State Highway Patrol in Willow Springs, announces the assignment of a new trooper in Troop G. The new trooper was a member of the Missouri State Highway Patrol's 113th recruit class, which graduated from the Patrol Academy yesterday. The new trooper reports to duty on July the 11th. He is Noah Britt. He's been assigned to Zone 8, Carter and Reynolds County. Trooper Britt is a native of Gainesville, Missouri. He's a 2018 graduate of Gainesville High School. Before joining the patrol, he was employed by Pike Electric as a lineman. Trooper Britt is married to Haley Yeager Britt. Trooper Britt's zone supervisor will be Sergeant Sean Doherty, and his field training officer will be Corporal Thomas Meyer. A photo of Trooper Britt can be found at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. For more news, sports, and weather, go to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com, streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo, Dot, Google, smart speakers, the ECNN app, and more. And don't forget, when buying or selling something on the internet, always meet the buyer or seller in a public place with other people around. At ECNN, we care.